Hello everyone, welcome to the third channel and welcome back to what we hear in the shadows. Now, first of all, we'll start with our sad news and we'll get onto our amazing news. Sadly, my co-host Xander has decided to step down from the podcast, and so that means that I can change the podcast into whatever I want. Doesn't mean it's changing from this channel, don't worry. Now, what will happen is this is episode one in the bonus episodes. We've got four bonus episodes, which equal to four pilot episodes for different podcasts. Each podcast will I'll decide if it was a good idea and I've wasted my time doing it, or we'll work out whether or not it's good. If it's successful, then the podcast will change into whatever the pilot is. The whole podcast will change, and it won't change channel because that's too much of a hassle. But it will change title, description, and all that nonsense. Now, our very first pilot, it's similar to several different podcasts. So it's a similar format to Off the Menu with Ed Gamble and James Acaster. Similar to the Weekly Shopping List. Don't know the host. That's really annoying. I should have known that. Should have done that research. Who cares? And the brand new one, Last Night, which is about you're going to die. It's your final night out. So, similar to a death, I don't know, you can call it death, you can, I don't know, depends on who you ask, but this is the bucket list. It's a pilot episode about what is on a bucket list. We have a new guest, mainly comedians, because then they can understand the that it's supposed to be funny and we can try and steer it in the comedy route, like, so it just saves it. But let's find out who our first guest is. Our first guest is best known as giving younger comedians a chance to actually do comedy rather than talk to themselves or look like a weirdo. It's the wonderful Tim!
It's just any comedians, really. If you're 72, I'd love to have you on my open mic as well. No, give it a go.
Yeah.
I can't help but feel there's a bit of pressure on me now as well. The whole idea, like, four different ones. Almost competing. This means I have to do well here.
Yeah, it's a competition. We'll see how this works. So,
and I now feel woefully underprepared.
Yeah, well, I'm more underprepared than you. You've actually got the whole thing is down to you whether this works right.
Which no pressure.
Even more pressure. So here's how it will work. I will ask him what he's on his bucket list, and we'll talk about it. If anything funny crops up. Perfect. Hopefully we have no science jargon like the latest episode of Off the Menu with Professor Brian Cox. So, what is the first thing on your bucket list?
I'm going to stop you there quickly. Interestingly, because you said hopefully no science jargon, I've got a maths degree. Wow. So you've possibly got the wrong guy if you want no science jargon. This might go in a completely different direction than you would have wanted. So actually what I have, it's not exactly a bucket list. Are you familiar with the concept of like a 30 before 30?
No.
So this is people who start to panic and realize they're approaching the age of 30. And they say, all right, there's 30 things I want to do before the age of 30. It is a bucket list. It's just given a fancy name. I did this a few years ago, like set up the list. I couldn't find 30 things, so I got to 13, so I'm calling my 30 no before 30. So yeah, we can start, and we'll figure out like what I've achieved since then.
Yeah.
The first one was going abroad outside of Europe. UK still counts as Europe in my head, so you know,
yeah,
there is that. I just wanted to do this to explore a bit more, really. Have you ever been abroad, first of all, outside of Europe?
I'm not very good at geography, so I'm not sure what counts outside of Europe. So I'm gonna say probably.
Well, let's give this a go. Let's see what will you think is outside of Europe. Worst that could happen here is that the geography nerds cancel you, which is not the worst thing ever, I think.
I've been to Belgium. That's near Germany.
Yeah.
Which is technically out of Europe, technically. Hungary. I don't know if Hungary's in Europe.
All right, go on. Let's see. How many are you going to...
I'll name one more because I'm now struggling. Spain. There you go.
Ah, no, you've always been in Europe. So now for a long time I actually hadn't been. So the first time I actually went abroad outside of Europe, I was 25. For the listener, that would be 3 years ago. For the listener, this is in 2022, just to like completely age me, as you listen to this whenever you want. I actually went to Morocco for, was it a week? I think a week. Yeah, lovely place. Lot of stray dogs. Genuinely, it's like the one main thing I took from that place. Amongst all the lovely things, or was this thing just stuck in my head? Yeah. I recommend going to Morocco as well. Like Chef Chaouen's quite nice. It's, is that the blue place? Yes, that's the blue place. Like where like all the walls of the city are covered in blue.
Are the dogs vicious, these wild dogs?
Not that I could tell. No, there was one specific one where we were in Marrakesh. I was with my partner on holiday, and just kept following us like at a safe distance, like about 3 meters away. Like we noticed, like we left a bit of banana on the floor. Maybe she, wants it. I think she licked it as well. Like she tried to have it, and then eventually, like we know we're gonna make our way towards the Sahara Desert, which we never got to. So we didn't really want her following us all the way, because she would probably not really make it or make it back if she had a home. I don't know.
And so what is the second thing on your list?
Ah, now the second thing on my list, weirdly slightly related, is to actually live abroad, like not just for the 6 days of a holiday. So far not achieved. Who knows? I've got 22 months to achieve that.
Where do you want to live? Which country do you hope to live?
This has fluctuated so heavily over the course of the years. The time. It was Denmark for a while. Like in fact, I had, and this is genuinely serious, 1,500 day Duolingo streak of learning Danish. You say, "Wow!" Now you've not heard me speak Danish. It's incomprehensible, and that's just the language. That's not even me speaking.
I'm not very good at Danish either. I did Duolingo. I'll still do it, but I only do it so I can understand Taskmaster Denmark. I only do it so I can't speak it, but I can just understand what's going on.
That's a good application though. Like I went into it like a headless chicken, really. It's, yep, Danish. That looks good. Then decided, yeah, maybe might as well like give this an application. Say I want to live in Denmark just to pretend I actually have a reason for trying to get the number to go higher. So you've got a good reason. So I'm presuming if you've gone Norwegian.
Well, I've got nearly every I've got like I've got my phone on me actually, I can look. But I've got about like seven or something. They're all just so I can either watch a program or just I have the option. So I have a Scottish Gaelic so I can watch BBC
Ooh.
Albert. Just because I want to. So the answer, so I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I've got
Jeez.
nine.
You've completed the trees for nine languages or just started them?
They're on there. They look like I've started them. French is the only one I've completed one of the challenges
Ooh.
for. Because I wanted to watch I wanted to watch Call Me Agent without subtitles.
Okay.
German, so I could watch the German program, the Crime Scene Cleaner, which is we did a UK version, but
Yeah, okay.
Welsh because why not? Why not? Finnish, so I can watch Taskmaster Finland without subtitles. Swedish, so I can watch Taskmaster Sweden without subtitles. Danish,
Yeah.
so I can watch Taskmaster Denmark without subtitles. Norwegian, so I can watch Taskmaster Norway without subtitles. And Irish, because I like watching TG4, which is the Irish Gaelic channel, and I can understand Junior Eurovision when Ireland takes part.
I read that. Like you clearly have a goal in mind, like, and you're directed towards it. Whereas I'm more scattered all around, as you'll see from the rest of the bucket list. So what I really started was, yeah, Danish. At some point, I started German, but again, like as for a while, I considered like trying to live in Germany, maybe. And there was an ill-fated 3 day period of trying to learn Dothraki,
What's
which.
Dothraki?
So Dothraki is one of the fictional languages that was spoken on Game of Thrones.
Oh, because that's what's really annoying me, because I wanted to learn Maori, and I learned that they've been trying to sort this out for 2 years, but now you can learn fictional languages, and they've got the new language from the new Game of Thrones available. It's like, who's going to be speaking a fictional language? To shoot? It's not like you're going to walk into Tesco to start speaking some language from a program no one's ever seen.
Exactly. Well, I'm not going to walk in Tesco's because we don't have them here. So the language bit will just follow later on. So yeah, I guess for a while I wanted to live in Denmark. For a while Germany. Now I'm kind of geared towards Ireland a bit more. Maybe the UK.
Well, I've been thinking about best countries to live in, and I think the New Zealand's good for, but because it's small and it's New Zealand, and why would you not want to live in New Zealand? And the UK is good because we have a we're less likely to die because there's
And
no
all the other
earthquake.
countries are bad to live in, is what I'm
Oh,
getting
there's
at.
earthquakes everywhere else. We just have no earthquakes and no volcanoes. We've less natural disasters in a sort of earth shattering way. So I always thought, oh, we live in a safe country, and then we have floods and fires, so we're as bad
Well,
as everywhere else.
we don't get earthquakes here or volcanoes.
Oh,
I
I
guess
just
that.
know the UK thing.
No. We just don't have them here. Where was I was thinking? Ah, yeah. Basically, yeah. Probably Ireland. New Zealand definitely cropped up on my list, but so far away. That is kind of, how do you say it? Basically, I don't think I have the courage yet to commit to that big a jump,
Yeah.
really.
Have you ever been to New Zealand on holiday?
As we've covered, the only time I've been outside of Europe is Morocco. So not yet.
Well,
I'm not quite keen on the carbon footprint that it would take for a 14-hour flight, but that's a different story.
like that, it would take a long while, but I think New Zealand is probably in the UK, or as other people I see, New Zealand's quite popular. Because of Taskmaster New Zealand, and then because of the fact that people have seen Taskmaster New Zealand, they watch every other news. Like Bill Bailey, I don't know if you've seen Patriot Brain. This is going way off topic, but it's my podcast, so I can do what I want. So Patriot Brains, and I have to promote this. Patriot Brain, there's Bill Bailey, British comedian, and he's there as a host whilst New Zealand and Australia battle against each other to find out who is the best country.
Let's be frank, Tom. I don't think Bill Bailey needs any of our promotion.
No, he doesn't.
He's doing fine by himself.
But not many people talk about Patriot Brains ever.
Yeah, fair enough. I hadn't heard of it before now, so I might give it a watch.
Well,
Maybe.
it's amazing, and in the first episode, there's already a Taskmaster New Zealand contestant in it, and it's
Love
Madeline
that.
Army. She's everywhere, but it's brilliant. Bill Bailey makes no sense because he doesn't know what's going on when he's showing the video clips. He's the one that asks about it, and they give him the history. He whips out his piano and starts playing on the piano. He then says, "Oh, we're going back to the break," and he laughs and laughs, and then tells the story to Britain, and then the show ends.
All right.
They could have got anyone else to do it, but
I
Bill Bailey
don't, yeah.
was the only one available at the time.
Well, I guess you've just saved me the need to watch it because you've explained it quite succinctly.
Yeah. So, what is the next thing on your magical bucket list that we're not calling a bucket list?
Yeah, the 13 before 30, I guess. Number three was to get a dog. And Tom Mason, if you'd asked me to do this a month ago, this would have not been ticked, but now it is.
Ooh, what type of dog have you got? What breed?
See, this is the thing. I can't really pin it down exactly. It's a mix. And we're not sure exactly what it is. Probably part pointer. If this is going out in video format, I'll show you a picture to help you out. Part pointer, probably a bit of Amstaff and Labrador as well. We're not sure, but let's see if I can find a proper picture very quickly. Ideally of her. Smiley face. Let's see. Can you see this
Yes,
well?
I can see that. Wow, that is it's got very long legs. I never expected it to have that long of legs.
Is that that is to be fair. You can also see my legs. Maybe I'll get the porn out of the way then, because that's me in shorts. We could just keep this on screen. It'll make for much better viewing, I feel. Although it will tire my arm out. Holding a phone with one hand and the microphone with another. So maybe not.
I have a Labrador.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, he's the I would say a blonde Labrador, but I don't know what the official term is. It's one that isn't the other type of Labrador. Yeah,
Golden Lab, I think, is the
there's the main two, and it's the latter of the two, and yeah, he's very good at behaving. Labradors are the most well behaved of the roster of dogs. If you looked at a list.
Weirdly, actually, because what I have on my notebook is this 30 before 30, and then the note right above it is the dog roster. Actually, like for all of them, they're ranked by behavior. And I will say you are correct, it is top, actually.
Well, there's a program on Channel 5 in the UK for the non-UK viewers, because I like to include people. It's called Dogs Behaving Badly, and it's just dogs behaving badly, and Channel 5 has spent a lot of money on that. They also got rid of Neighbours to spend that money on the reboot of Cash in the Attic. So they spent all that money on Neighbours, which is probably in the thousands, on Cash in the Attic, that was cancelled by BBC and brought back with Channel 5 by some bloke that does football.
I'd have been amazed if the program you mentioned that dogs behaving badly, because you said what it's about. I'd have been amazed if it's about anything else. Like imagine if it's just about the whole Paul the Octopus thing, like octopus predicting football scores. Imagine if you did that in a program called Dogs Behaving Badly. Misleading a bit.
Well, it's Channel 5, so who knows watches it? Right, before we get into a hole about how bad Channel 5 is, which is good for some things, Gadget Show, brilliant, but I don't think you want to watch that amount of programmes about police. If you've seen Police Inceptors, do you know what it would be? Seen MotoGP Police, or Paul O'Grady doing the same thing with dogs for 4 weeks. Right, what is next on your shopping on your shopping list on your bucket list?
We could call it a shopping list
I
if you want.
mean, you won't be buying any of this. Well, you bought a dog, you so
Well, no, I adopted, so I've paid absolutely jack all for that.
think.
But one of the things, I guess we could segue this smoothly. One of the things I did have on the list was to get myself on the property ladder. This is going to be a boring one, but like essentially, I've got a decent amount of privilege. That's the whole thing, that I was allowed to live with my parents until I was 27, which meant that I didn't need to pay rent for ages. But that's the advantage of living on a small island. Anyway, everywhere is reachable within an hour, traffic permitting. And yeah, so basically, I've got my own flat.
Wow.
So that's ticked off as
And
well.
do you like living in your own flat?
Oh. No, I like it. It's like a lovely sense of independence. I hate that I've constantly need to be paying a mortgage, but that I can kind of reconcile with. You do call it a mortgage, right? And because we call it a bank loan over here, just a bank loan,
I mean, in the UK, we call it a mortgage, but normally people say it with anger in the voice
Oh
afterwards.
yeah, mine was more fear. To be fair, but anger does come into it at times. I'm just trying to keep that tone down while I'm on this.
And now I'd like to let viewers know that when you go on the property ladder, you don't actually climb a ladder. I do think people will be mass panicking that they've got to buy a ladder and live on a ladder, but no. Don't worry. Don't worry.
The ladder comes later when you're installing light bulbs.
Or if you still live in the 70s and you've only just seen Rent-A-Ghost where they mentioned that they thought a plane with a ladder, then yeah, probably. But get your head out of the 70s. We're in the 21st century now. We're now
It
fully.
just crossed my yeah. It just crossed my mind. I didn't ask you if you got pictures of your dog.
Do I have pictures of my dog? That's a good question. That right.
Because
Let's.
I shared pictures of mine with you.
Well,
Go on.
let's see. Let's see, because it will be. Re it might not be recent. Oh no, it is recent. I found an image. I found an image. Right. Let
I just
me
need
see.
dog pictures generally. That's all I
Right.
ask.
For audio viewers that aren't on Spotify, ha. Well, I care about the YouTube and the Spotify audience more than that. Right. So if you can see it, if I turn the brightness down. Got a knife, right? Let's.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
There we go.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, is that her tail? Like really high
Yeah,
up.
that is his tail. The
His tail, sorry.
it's not a
Jeez.
leg. I'll zoom in. It's not a. It's
I
definitely
mean, yeah, that would have been some really impressive ballet.
Well, that was him in Scotland, in water, Scottish water. So we're going international there. We're not going that far international. It's only an 8 hour drive or 12. I don't know. I don't do maths either. Yeah,
Unlike me.
unlike you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, what is next on your list?
Weirdly doing more maths. So generally, like one of the things I had is to do a master's, like to continue studying. Yeah, as I said, I've got a maths degree. I won't give it its full name because that'll take up the entire length of the podcast. But yeah, like one of the things I had in mind was to like continue studying at some point, do a master's degree. I've not committed to it yet. It's not really on my radar anymore. Which, like as I said, this list does need updating, but it's nice to look back and think these were priorities. Spoiler alert: the rest of this list, no mention of stand up anywhere. So there is the flexibility of the human coming into it. The mental flexibility in a way, not the physical flexibility. But yeah, I'm not committed to that. Master's hasn't been done. It definitely won't be complete by the time I'm 30. I do not have the time or the ability to just slow down time specifically so I can achieve things to an arbitrary deadline that I set 5 years ago.
Well, if for this is a reference that very few people get, but I'll run with it. Well, I'll explain the reference before I mention it. So there's a program, well, was a program in the 90s and then rebooted in 2004, where it was about this child called Bernard. He had a watch and he could press it and all time would stop around him. So if he was going to be late to school and he forgot his PE kit, he could do the watch, run upstairs, get the PE kit, get in the car, and then they could drive off. So if you had
Big
the
if.
watch, and it would work wonders for you.
Yeah. Could you introduce me to Bernard? That would be helpful. I need him to teach me his ways.
Well, I think he might have given it to Karen. There was another woman in the program as well called Karen, and she found the watch on the floor.
That's annoying. I don't particularly want to interact with a Karen.
It was a cop out because probably the actor that played Bernard didn't want to do it, but they're all children. It was a children's show, just add more emphasis to the whole
But
PE kit scenario. It was a children's show on CITV, so Bernard was frozen, and then the adverts appeared, and then he was unfrozen.
it's children in the 90s,
Yeah,
so they're probably around my age. That's
probably.
helpful,
Yeah,
actually.
they'll probably do a reboot soon where it's Bernard, but now he's an old man.
Yeah, that's also what I refer to myself all the time, an old man.
Yeah. So,
Relative terms.
what is next on the list?
Next one was something more wholesome, less capitalist than the last two. Volunteering for a few months. So I haven't necessarily like done 2 months straight where I've taken time off work, and so like technically I haven't like done like 2 months straight or whatever. But there was a good stretch of 3 years where every weekend I'd go to a dog shelter and help them out for a few hours. I don't think it totals up to 2 months. So I'm gonna say this is a no. Working towards it,
A work in progress.
cumulatively.
In comedy terms, it's a work in progress.
Yeah, it's very much a WIP. But whether it'll make it to a full show is yet to be seen.
Yeah, and that's that. Volunteering's quite popular. Just is in my line of work. Yeah, well, I don't know what you would class as work these days. In my area of field, I do, as I mentioned several times to many other celebrities. I don't know why I was telling celebrities that I volunteer, but hey ho, I help out or run do scouts. I do.
Okay.
I do.
I like that turn of phrase, area of field. I love that. Like you're just outside, like an annoying farmers, is that?
Well, when you. Technically, you do field games. You can go out and play rounders or cricket.
Oh, okay, that kind of field. Okay, so
Yeah.
I interpreted this as like farmland initially.
No. I mean, if it was farm, there'll be a lot of mud involved. So, what is next on the list?
Well, this is one where we're near completion in terms of this goal. So this is just so I'm clear, this is the seventh of the 13 goals I have. So midway point, pretty much. This was for context. I collect football kits. So for the people watching, that is one of said kits. And the reason I'm wearing it here is because I have literally no other clothes, because I spent quite a bit of my hard-earned money on this stuff. Spent like in the past, to clarify now, I've got, as we said, a mortgage to pay. And the goal here was to get to 50 kits in my collection. Let's see, Tom, go ahead, try and guess how many I've got at the moment.
Oh, you were trying to get fit. I would say about 37.
Ooh, okay, so that's a good guess, but it's not the good guess. It's a higher number. I'm trying to find the list now, but it's a higher number. I can grant you that much.
Could
Oh,
it
you
be?
can have as many guesses as you want. Yeah.
Let's think. Could it be 48?
Ooh, very close, very close. But I mean, the fun's out of it now. It's 49. I'm
Wow.
one away. I'm one away. But I need to find like a really good one to get to 50, like a really sexy one. Like basically this one is lovely. I do have two of it accidentally. Genuinely accidentally. So that might actually count against me, and it might be 48. But on the bright side, it's just, nice to have a spare of such a lovely looking top. Bit of variety as well. I've no idea what number 50 will be. So if anyone's watching and somehow, like if anyone with this kind of interest, which from what I gather from you is basically comedy and Doctor Who, somehow also has interest in the fashion of 11 men chasing after each other. And if you want to recommend me a nice football kit that I can buy, irrelevant of how old it is, just drop it in the comments under this video or like in the podcast, and I might read through them and take you up on that if I have the money. Big if, again.
And is a football another big passion in your life,
Oh, it used to be.
or
It
do you...
used to be. I was really into it when I was, I think I'd say like up until a few years ago, and then I just got alienated by the amount of money. I was just in it, really. So I don't really watch much, but still, I really like them. They look really good. They look really good.
Well, in my area of
A
people,
field.
in my area of people I interact with, well, just me excluded, because I can get, I don't really like football. I'm not up to anyone, so I won't go any further with that statement. But everyone that I sort of know don't sort of talk about football unless it's a World Cup or a Euro. So it's like, oh, they'll jump on the bandwagon. If everyone else is excited about it, they'll hop on a bandwagon.
Yeah, a lot of people here are like that as well, and it's normally quite interesting, like especially the last Euros, because here where I live, it's half the people support England and half the people support Italy. Now, this is 2022. I'll cast your mind back 1 year. The Euros final in 2021 was England against Italy. The island wasn't chaos, let's put it that way. I'm not sure if anyone went to work for a week after that.
Oh, was it
Just with the amount of hype there was.
like a purge type situation?
What do you mean by that, if I may?
Like as in the film The Purge, where they're all killing each other for one day.
It probably got close. Our population refuses to decrease, though, because for I don't know what reason, really. But it might have been. I'll need to check the population stats to see if there was a plateau around maybe July to March. Who knows?
Yeah, well, the Euros. My brother went out to a pub or a garden, went somewhere to watch it. But what's really interesting for the UK, and this is the only bit of football I ever get interested in, is the fact that they were airing the Euros final on the BBC at the same time as ITV.
Okay. Is that the
One
big thing?
was with adverts, which is ITV, and the BBC have no adverts.
Oh.
And so you could either watch it where there was an advert break in the middle, or you could watch it where there was no advert at all.
Yeah. It feels like such a difficult choice.
It don't, but it's like pubs probably don't want to pay the TV license, so they probably just choose ITV because you have
They
to.
do. Pubs are very well run and definitely do things in completely legal ways. Let's not slander pubs.
ITV is free, so you don't really need a
Oh,
TV
yeah,
license.
fair enough. Yeah.
My
True.
knowledge, you don't really need a TV license, but the BBC, they've got little men in vans running around trying to detect you.
Yeah, they do.
Or.
I have a mate of mine, who moved to the UK like for a while, and I think pretty quickly, like within 2 days, they're at his door, like checking if he's got a TV license. It's
Well,
incredible.
on the iPlayer, which is the on-demand service, there's a thing that pops up every so often. It says, "Do you have a TV license?" "No, I don't have a TV license." Or, "Yes, I do have a TV license." And you press the button. No one's ever dared to press, "No, I don't," because they don't want to get in trouble. But everyone's really curious about what happens.
Don't make that public knowledge. I'm still pressing yes while on my VPN. No one knows anything.
Yeah, well, yeah, so that was our little rant about BBC versus ITV. And funnily enough, in a comedy sense, the BBC produced more comedy than ITV. And
Support the babe.
ITV do a lot more crime dramas. I'm not saying they're all the same. Well, to be fair, one program was called Event was called Lewis, and that ended. So they changed it to a different title, but it's the same program, but with the characters at a younger age. So they keep it in the same vein of it's the same program, but just rebranded to look like something new,
All
which
right.
isn't always bad, because Jed Mercurio, who did Line of Duty, did Trigger Point for ITV, and that was quite explosive, no pun intended. So, let's. The Trigger Point's about bomb squads, and so it's about trying to not explode.
Okay.
So, what is the eighth thing on your list?
Well, so we were mentioning about the kits, and actually one of the things that was on my list, well, is technically on the list I constructed years ago, is to be working as an analyst for a football club. So again, like you can see, like there was still some element of interest. This didn't happen. Like there was a little bit of work that I've technically done, like prior to getting my current job. And there are engagements within my job that involve that very adjacently. I can now confirm, if by any chance you're watching anyone from insert football stats company name here, not particularly interested at this point in time. Maybe I'll change my mind in a few years. If you're keeping up, this is eighth, right? The eighth one, yeah. So I've completed three out of eight so far.
It's semi-successful then so far,
At best.
yeah. And as have you like, would you not want to with analyst? What would that entail?
So, because of like my degree and my background, really, I end up working as a data analyst. So essentially, you'll probably be like aware of the simple form of that, which is spreadsheets and number crunching and all that. The way it actually is like more complex. It's ingesting that data into systems, combining it with multiple different kinds of data, and then using algorithms to like predict what could happen, what couldn't happen, and to make sense of it. And this is the boring section of the podcast, which I'm bringing to an end now, because again, no one really cares about maths and all that, and my job. I don't really feel keen talking too much about my job, in fact, but that's just a different thing.
And so with number eight down on the list, we move on to the next one. But before we do, if you're enjoying this and think it's laugh out loud funny, please recommend Please make sure you listen to this episode so much that when you're on whatever platform you're on, you get recommended off the menu and Last Night Out and the Weekly Shop. And the reason why I mentioned the last two is they're very similar to this. So Off the Menu is about your dream menu list. The Weekly Shopping List is about what you do, what's your weekly shopping list. And The Last Night Out is about what you're going to do on your last night if you die. And so it's in the similar same formatty area, apart from that I listened to the Weekly Shop List and their pilot episode was going to be recorded in one of the aisles in Lidl.
So
they already recorded it in Lidl, but because it was like too noisy, they couldn't put it out. So they've got
I rate that as an idea though, because like especially during heat waves, yeah. I will occasionally go into Lidl specifically just to get out of the heat.
Yeah, and
Lidl's are everywhere, man.
And going back to our conversation earlier about countries, I just remembered that a lot of people have been in the UK, have been to Iceland, which
yeah, of course, yeah, which, still in Europe.
They've been to Iceland. It was very cold in Iceland. I've never been there personally. I've seen the adverts on TV where they banned the orangutan adverts, and I like to clarify, I'm on about the shop, not the country. There we go. And if you're still here expecting us to talk about the next episode of Wellington Paranormal, you're in the wrong place. Right. Wellington Paranormal is a spin-off from What Do We Do in the Shadows. For anyone that's new here, yeah. Listen to the other episodes and you'll work out that it's a good reason we stopped that, because I ended up reading off the transcript for the whole episode because we had run out of conversation topics. So what is number 9 on the list?
Number 9, the last one was, yep, that one. So okay, the next one was getting a second tattoo, actually, which is a weird thing to put on the list, because it's not like something you do, well, it is something most people do on a whim, but it's not something you should do on a whim, really. What I basically said when I constructed this list is, I've got 7 years to think of an idea, to force myself to think of an idea, and then get myself permanently inked with said idea. I've not followed through.
No.
It'll please you to hear. I've just got the one tattoo, which I got when I was 19, and it's lonesome.
And it would take a lot of serious thinking before head with that, because you would have
exactly
to come up with
it
the
took
design.
Me, yeah. Yeah, it took me a year till I commit to my first one. For a while, I did have an idea, like I'd spotted some designs online, and I was going to get a Red Hot Chili Peppers tattoo somewhere on my left arm. But then I don't really listen to music that much anymore, so it's a good thing I didn't, in a way. I mean, what could I do, really? I could eventually get, bring your own jokes tattoo somewhere, just for a laugh. Don't even have a logo. I'll make it specifically for that.
Yeah, and going sidetrack down to a sidetrack, what type of music did you listen to when you were a music listener?
It was quite a mix, to be honest. I consider myself like very open-minded musically, but the main stuff was a mix of alternate rock and progressive rock. I used to play the bass for quite a long time, which meant like I end up in bands kind of by default, because not that many people play the bass. So as soon as they know you can hit a C note, can you come to my garage? We're gonna jam. That's all it was.
Yeah.
You'd be taken 2 floors underground where someone was probably killed because the bloodstains are still there, but the soundproofing is decent.
It might not be bone, it might be jam.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good point. That's what they meant by jam session. Fair play.
And I'd also like to tell the viewers before we move on that I had a revelation recently. Well, I didn't. The Amazon Echo did. It turns out that the definition of the word comedian is anyone that has done sketches or done something tough. Anyone that's walked around Tesco's being someone else that they're not is technically a comedian. So there'll be more comedians out there than you realize. So if you're a comedian, get in touch so you can help me just to make sure an idea turns into comedy, because the previous people I asked to come on to this didn't grasp that it was a comedy podcast.
I can't help but feel that this whole thing about anyone can be a comedian is a bit of a dig at myself.
Oh no,
Really.
anyone can be a comedian, literally. Like, but I mean, I found that out, so that made me very excited because I would have technically not called myself a comedian, but now I can technically, according to the internet, I'm technically a comedian.
No, I don't really care what Urban Dictionary says or Merriam-Webster. No matter how reliable, I call myself a comedian to manifest it. And that's
Well,
the way I look at it.
some people say when you can the first time you can call yourself a comedian if you can write on a bank statement that your job is comedy. But
Oh,
comedy is.
sure. If we're going by formal definitions.
But I think anyone that makes anyone laugh is a comedian.
Yeah.
So it's that.
I go by manifestation, so I also call myself immortal, just in case.
Well, that's our quota of bringing in the more comedy people into that by talking about by saying the word comedian, more people will join. And now, before we move on to number 10, I would like to say if you are this, I never promote this, but because I'm doing pilots, I need people to sort of like grasp the situation. Now, if you're on Facebook, there's a What We Hear in the Shadows Facebook page. If you're on Twitter, there's a What We Hear in the Shadows Twitter page. You follow it so that you can. That I might if I haven't get enough followers, I'll do a poll to work out whichever one's most successful. If we don't, who cares? I'll choose my own. I can do
What's
whatever I want.
the Twitter handle for the podcast? I'll just go and follow it now.
It is. Let me get that up because funnily enough, I do these things that I don't know the answer. So it is What We Hear in the One, which is it's a one instead of an E. So it's
What we hear
what.
in the one, okay.
In TH and then a one, because it couldn't have the word the or the word shadows. So going forward that if you want to work out what's going on and to make sure that the sanity of me is still knocking about by this time next week. So to save my sanity, what's at number 10?
What is at number 10? I've also forgotten, so I have to look at my list. Attend a meetup is what's written down. Now, I'm trying to remember what I was into back then. And my brain's going blank. It would have probably been something like by podcasts or YouTubers I would have watched at the time. Likely, football manager YouTubers, which is a quite niche, I realize, especially to this kind of listener base that you probably have. But that's the stuff I'm into,
Well,
really.
I didn't think football manager YouTubers one were so big and two
They're not.
required to have do they have
They
meat?
should be bigger. They should be bigger. Shout out to like quite a few people. Well, the one person I've been like a patron for 3 years, he should be massive. And there's a few others as well. Like there's a few who've got like over 100,000 subscribers. They don't need me promoting them, but they're really good.
Well, to bridge the gap between my viewers and football manager. Viewers, Richard Herring played Football Manager
Yes, he did. He did.
once. He mentioned it in a Charlie the one I recently was watching slash listening to, which in the Charlie Brooker episode he mentioned Football Manager. So
Yeah.
my audience know Richard because I've me and Richard Herring have had a well I interviewed him. We
All
had a
right, nice.
long chat
If
about not
yeah,
and I found out.
there is weirdly more crossover than you think, because Jason Manford's mentioned it in a routine as well,
Yeah.
where he met up with some Manchester City players, for some reason disliked one of them, couldn't figure out why, and then on the way home remembered it's because on the game he was playing, this guy was late for training, like in the game, not in real life.
John Richardson, he's a football fan.
Probably, yeah.
He's
There's a Tony Jameson as well. He's got an entire special, like 1 hour. It's freely available on YouTube. Last time I checked, it's completely about Football Manager, but it's a comedy special as
Wow.
well. I'd recommend watching that. Like for anyone who's got my kind of interest, even if you don't really, even if you don't really care about glorified spreadsheets, it's well worth a watch.
Well, you can turn comedy into anything. I made one video where I filmed bananas for a few seconds and went, I don't even eat bananas and walked off, and that was deemed funny.
Love that. Love that you don't even need bananas because I hate the things as well. They're despicable, really, bananas. Just masquerading as fruits. No one should be eating bananas.
Unless that's your dying wish. Right, what is next on your bucket list?
Now, this is also a fiddly one because my next one is try doing a YouTube video slash a podcast. And on a technicality, I've failed on both accounts. I've not done a podcast yet, and I've not done YouTube videos technically. I've edited videos that, I've put up on the Twitter and whatnot,
Well,
but it's not a regular thing.
what you could do to rectify this is you could have your open mic night, which you record.
Exactly.
You could just turn that into a podcast or turn it into a YouTube thing.
Yeah, it's been recommended to me that I do a Bring Your Own Jokes podcast, but I'll need to think for quite a few months about it. I've got all the recordings; they could go out at some point, but I think there's a lot of how do you say whether people want their stuff shared. I just need to chase people a bit too much to figure that out. Not to mention, I think I could probably come up with a better idea if I think for at least 10 minutes. But that's besides the point, really. To be honest, this is why I think it's a bit complex because I didn't have open mic listed there and I didn't have try stand up listed there, and I've done both of them. So try doing something artsy. If we want to phrase it like that, then that's a tick. But if we're going specific letter of the law, then that's not a tick.
You can sort of tick off the podcast things. You've been podcast guest on another podcast that is very good. It's called I'll tell you this in a professional manner. It's called Absolutely Bothering. It's a podcast where two people talk about BuzzFeed quizzes, and they ask the guest the BuzzFeed related questions. Now, that podcast will be reviewed on the 10th channel, top TM TV Radio, Tom Mason TV Radio. It'll be episode like 4 or 5 of Tom's podcast reviews. So, stay tuned for that.
Wait, did you say 10th channel?
Yes, I did say 10th channel because I run 10 YouTube channels. This podcast over here in the shadows, I don't know why I did a square symbol,
Rectangle.
is on the third YouTube channel.
I don't believe you run 10. You've got to have 9 clones of yourself,
Well,
surely.
it
One
sort
of the
of
clones runs a channel, and that's the way you do it, right?
there's only one channel that no longer is active because it was only made for a certain length of time and then it
So
was
the
just
clone was killed off.
outed. Well, I used to do a podcast where I used to have versions of myself talking to each other.
Wow, okay. Surprisingly poignant then.
Yeah, so where I had like the lunch attendant Tom talking to Ideas Tom and then talking to YouTube channel Tom.
Right.
It wasn't.
So tell me, I've got a few questions. First of all, can I ask your age? You don't have to answer that
I'm
if you don't want.
I am 18.
Okay, so basically no podcast I've been on, and I've been on quite a few. No podcast I've been on has been hosted by someone over 20. That's established now. Great. My follow-up question is, what's the secret to human cloning?
Well, I'm not a scientist. I don't know that. I think we've
You've
learned,
achieved it. You've achieved it, though.
well, we've learned that we can clone sheep. So Dolly the sheep was cleverly cloned and killed and put into stuffed so that it could be in a museum.
Oh yeah, Dr. Ramsay did that. I forgot, actually. Completely forgot.
So cloning is technically possible. If you ask Brian Cox, he would have an answer. Because he was on Off the Menu, and his episode of Off the Menu is hilarious because he sets the dream restaurant now is in a black hole.
Yeah, of course. I caught that on the last Off Menu episode, actually. That was
Yeah,
really good.
so every other episode will have to feature the black hole. It's now canon within the Off the Menu branding.
Yeah, but I think you're just trying to distract here from the fact that you know the secret of human cloning and you just don't want to share it with anyone.
Well, it's called doing stuff. So I wake
Oh,
up.
right.
I the way I do it is I wake up at 6 a.m. Right? I get everything done, and at about 7:30, I'm watching the TV because I've done everything.
Everything. Oh, right, of course, because the other clones are taking care of the actual work.
No, on a Saturday I film five videos, so I start at like 6, and then I finish filming all
Okay.
five about 12 o'clock.
Right, Saturday is your work day, and Friday is the work of clone number four, I imagine.
I mean,
And it just goes.
I wish I was cloned, but the idea of me being cloned didn't really work. That podcast sort of failed after the first episode because when you listen back to it, it's really odd me talking as myself, talking to several people as myself. I was sat in a chair just talking to a microphone for like 15 minutes.
That's most sketches, though.
Yeah,
Like,
well.
and just through clever editing, they work.
Yeah, I mean, it's the weirdest thing I've ever done. I mean, out of everything I've done since my brain went more popular, it works in a sense. It's been the strangest thing I've ever done because all my other things I've done have sort of all trickled strangely because I interviewed Alex Horn and then everything else
Ooh.
went from there. I wouldn't have come up with this idea without the nonsense that was me talking to myself for 15 minutes. Yeah, that's why I have no friends. Right, what's next? What's
Yet.
next on the list?
So yeah, we're down to the last two, and the last two are a bit different. They're a bit more sporty. Let's which one do we start with? Yeah, sure. We'll start with the less ambitious one. Complete a marathon.
That is very possible, and that's also involved in comedy because Richard Herring has done the marathon.
Yeah, well, I have now as well, so this is ticked.
Woo!
I did it last December. Heavily inspired, I should say, by another comedian, Rob Deering, who's got the book Running Tracks, which helped me like quite a bit. Like I read it on PDF and good inspiration, really good inspiration.
Go check out Rob Deering, he's a brilliant comedian.
So yeah, basically I started training for the marathon. In it would have been September last year, completed it on a early one of the early December days last year. Like I got up at 3:30 or 4 a.m. just so I don't end up in too much heat. I know it's December, so you're thinking to yourself, too much heat, what do you mean? This is the Mediterranean. It's always too much heat.
It's always we get very little heat. Like I was in Scotland, it was quite warm, and then it went really misty. And then over here, it was in the UK area. It was a really heat wave, and we've come back, and 3 minutes before we started recording this, it was heavily chucking it down with the rain.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know what it's like to suffer the way we do. But yeah, so, but technically, to be honest, I've been running like for ages. I say ages, 5 years maybe at best. And I've done like shorter distances, but I wanted to get like the marathon off the list specifically. I do still have it in mind that maybe I'll try another marathon soon and maybe eventually an Ironman triathlon. But that is so tough. And I just do not have the time. And yeah, like I'm mentioning the Ironman triathlon, I should say, my one remaining thing on the bucket list was a half Ironman.
Yeah.
I can give you the distances actually for people who aren't familiar. A marathon, let's start with that. That's 42.2 kilometers, or in UK units, 26 miles, something like that. I tend to run with freedom units, sorry, like the American ways, but that's just the way we work here. So then, yeah, the final thing I had on my bucket list was the half Ironman. Now, a half Ironman would be, and I'm trying to remember the actual distances, 1.9 kilometers of swimming, which is just over a mile, 90 kilometers of cycling, which is around 56 miles, I think. And then a half marathon, so like 13 miles. Now that's the half Ironman. Down the line, like this is not before 30. I do want to maybe try my hand in the full Ironman, so just double those distances.
Yeah, and is that does Iron Man involve any iron involved?
Iron will really is what you need to have. And a lot of iron in terms of your, in a way, mental stability. Not mental stability. You need to be mentally strong, really, because a lot of it feels repetitive in a training from a training aspect.
So we've come down to the so that is now your list complete.
Yep.
Yeah. So now, what I'm now just come up with this idea. See, this pilot's on the fly. You come up with the concept and you run with it. Right. So what we'll do is, if this podcast gets greenlit, TGen Productions greenlit it or greenlit the others. I don't know why I walked over there. I talked to myself. We are TGen Productions, being myself. Anyway, so the format point that I've now created as this moment. What is on from your list, right? How from this time next year, how many of those things on your list do you reckon you'll be able to complete more of?
Well, I can buy one football kit for sure. I can probably find a few pennies spare and head on eBay and just buy the cheapest one I can. So that will be completed. Second tattoo, who knows? And there was the mention of YouTube video slash podcast. Again, who knows? Maybe you should keep an eye out on my socials. We'll figure out if that happens. So live abroad. It's unlikely in the next year. The half Ironman isn't happening, not in a year. So to conclude, I would say two. I will buy one more football kit that will get us to 50, and the YouTube videos slash podcast feels likely.
Yeah, because of
I'll
the other
keep it cryptic for now.
yeah
I'm not committing to anything.
and another format point that I've now invented that might fail. So you can, who would you nominate? I'm doing this is off the one, this is probably not gonna work. Who would you nominate next to share their bucket list to make it more comical and less daunting?
Oh, well, I've got to think of a name now. And I'll be honest, the only name I'm seeing in front of me is Tom Mason. So, I don't know. I mean, I could look behind me to see the books I've got.
We're going off comedians because they're
Yep.
easy to get hold of if we go any further with this, right? Name a comedian that you would want
Name a
to.
comedian. See, this is the thing. I'm just looking at the books behind me now because quite a few of them are comedians. But I suspect we're going slightly smaller. You know what? Actually, yesterday I watched Jen Ives's Edinburgh show on Next Up. So that's the first other name that comes to mind. Jen Ives. Sure.
There we go. So if this podcast goes any, if this pilot gets success, we'll try and get hold of Jen Ives and get her on board because why not? And it's because the more comedians you have on, the more likely people are going to get it into their head that this is comedy. We're not all about morbidness. Bucket lists don't always mean death.
Yet.
Yet. Unless you're Charlie Brooker and you're writing an episode of Black Mirror around bucket lists. And if someone's been listening to this or watching this the entire time and not understood what I meant by bucket list, I do not mean a list inside a bucket.
Well, mine is actually written inside a bucket.
Is it?
I've just not bothered, it's off camera because I don't want to be showing the bucket all this time.
The bucket will become famous, too famous. Yeah, it won't be able to leave the house.
Yeah, it's on the side of a bucket to clarify, so I don't need to like tip it over every time and whatnot. It'd
Yeah.
be easy.
So there we have it. This has been the bucket. I was going to say this has been bucket list. Now I have now just developed a brand new idea. We're going to call it the bucket list because it sounds a little bit better than bucket list because we're not off the menu. Or off menu, depending on how many F's you want to pronounce. So this has been the bucket list, newly renamed from bucket list, like it was at the beginning of this. Right, so
Incredible how influential I am. I caused the rename during my own episode. Jeez,
yes.
I need to calm
So
down.
the next pilot will be next. Oh, the pilot will be soon. I can't say the date because the it's because I can't confirm when, but the next pilot will be soon, and it'll be another fantastic idea. So who knows? And the podcast, what we hear in the shadows, won't be back as it is. But whatever happens, out of four, only one is not comedy. So if any of them get commissioned, there'll be three possible comedy ideas and one non-comedy idea because one non-comedy idea is linked to a documentary that needs to be made first to do the thing. Anyway, so I'm going off track. So there'll be three more bonus episodes coming soon. So if you're on Apple Podcasts, it will all make sense within theory, the bonuses, because that's how Apple run the actual organizing thing. But if you're on Spotify, if you look the word bonus and the word episode one, it means that it's the first episode in the pilot series. So it's all makes sense. So thank you guys for watching. If you're watching this on the Weird Time on YouTube, thank you guys for watching. If you're watching it on Spotify, and thanks for listening. If you're watching it anywhere else, good luck. The theme tune will be upgraded. So the theme tune is what we had the last episode to. So it's still what we hear in the Shadows theme, but when the one gets commissioned, it'll have its own new, brand new logo, brand new title, brand new description, and brand new theme tune. But anyway, I'll leave you to it, and let you all enjoy the rest of your day, and make sure that you get everything done on your bucket list, or watch Miranda where she mentioned the bucket list for 0.04 seconds. Not accurate, but remember. I've forgotten.